everybody. Welcome to the Mommy Diaries podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am your host, Stacy Boyd, and I hope you all are having a great day. And you're finishing your week off strong. I am actually multitasking. I'm driving and I'm doing this podcast because I really wanted to get this one done. It was on my to-do list today, and gosh darn it, I'm going to get it done. This episode is going to be talking about something that I'm getting better and better at each year, and I'm a little bit passionate about it, I guess you can say. We are going to be talking about how to be the best mamas for back to school. Yes, yes, yes. Back to school time is upon us again. As of right now, my children have about 3 weeks until we go back to school because, this year we're going back early. I know, well, the last couple of years we went back early, but before that we were going back after Labor Day. But we are due back to school August the 18th. So this time is upon us, and I want to give all my mamas out there a few tips. So tip number one is get dressed first thing in the morning. Yes, yes, yes. This is something that I learned to do, and it has made my life so much easier. I get up in the morning, I get dressed before I get my children up. So by the time they're up and ready to go, I'm already up and ready to go. And I'm not saying that you have to be like this superstar glamour girl getting dressed, but you know, it's good to have a few staples in your wardrobe, in your mommy wardrobe. Some of mine are a few good pair of jeans. Yes, jeans go a long way. You can dress them up, you can dress them down, you know. But one of my staple outfits is jeans, a V-neck, like the V-neck t-shirts from Target or Old Navy. And now that fall is coming upon us, I love a long cardigan or the boyfriend sweater. You throw that on with a pair of Chucks, or if you want to be super fancy, a pair of cute wedge sandals, or you know, some ballet flats, and you're ready to go. So just get dressed first thing in the morning. I promise you, when you do that, your day will be much more productive, and then you don't have to worry about, you know, after you're around the house doing different stuff and you look up and it's 1 o'clock and you're rushing to get dressed. So my first tip is get dressed first thing in the morning. My second tip is build a positive rapport with your children's teachers. And this goes a long, long way. And to build a positive rapport, some of the things I do is, first of all, you go meet your kids' teachers. You talk to them, what interests them, ask them about themselves, what they like. You volunteer. Maybe you might not be able to be the room mom, but you can supply, you know, the extra Kleenex and the extra wipes and that type of thing. Another way to build a good rapport with your children's teacher is to write notes. It might not be a handwritten note, or you could send an email, but just, you know, I probably send one every week and a half, and just say, hey, how's everything going? How's, you know, my kid doing in your class? Is there anything that you need? And for the holidays that are celebrated, buy your children's teachers a gift. It doesn't have to be anything super expensive. You can just buy them gift cards. If they love Starbucks, get them Starbucks gift cards. If they, you know, another good one is water bottles. Excuse me, coffee cups. Just little things to show them that you care and that you're thinking about them. And my last tip for building a good rapport with your children's teacher is, you know, if you drop your kids off to school and you walk them to class, just peek your head and say, hey, how you doing today? Just wanted to say hi. Little things like that go a long, long way. All right, our third tip is to stay organized. And I know this can be, I don't want to say difficult, but it can be a little bit challenging, especially when you're like me and you have multiple kids. Like, I have a fifth grader and I have twins that are going to be second graders this year. But stay organized. Get a planner. Use different colors for the different kids' activities. Even post their itineraries, their weekly itineraries on your refrigerator. Or you could take it a step further and always have a copy of your itinerary with you and your planner. Just stay organized. And oh, another tip for staying organized is you can go online and you can order like these little, they have like little envelopes that says that you can personalize where it says like the Boyd family and it has a space for each child's name and what the money, you know, what the money is sent in for. It says like field trips, lunch money, other. Or you can just make them yourself. But whatever you can do to stay organized, get a planner, keep copies of their itineraries with you, post them on a refrigerator. Look over these things every day. Like seriously, ladies, look them over before you go to bed at night, and then if you get up early enough in the morning, look over them again and make sure that homework is done, assignments are turned in, money that needs to be sent in is sent in. Stay organized. And this is also a good way to build a positive rapport with your children's teachers. You know, they teachers really appreciate that when you're the parent who turns stuff in on time, when you you know, you just do your best to make sure that your child is prepared. Teachers really, really appreciate that. Our fourth thing is, and this is something that I'm starting to do now that I haven't took heed to in previous years, is self-care. Yes, yes, yes. We're talking about specifically you now, moms. Self-care. Take the time to take care of you. When you take care of you and just do the little things that you like that bring you joy, man, it's so much easier to be a great parent. So whether that means to go to a coffee shop for a little bit after you drop your kids off at school, or you make a weekly date to get a pedicure, or you take a every couple of weeks you and a few girlfriends get together for dinner just to relax and have cute cocktails and just talk and, you know, blow off steam. Whatever it is, take time to take care of you. It, like I said, all around, it makes you such a better mom, a better wife, a better woman. Okay, so those are my four tips for back to school planning mamas. Number one is get dressed first thing in the morning. Number two is to where's my list? Number two is to build a positive rapport with your children's teachers. Number three is to stay organized. And number four is to take time for self-care. So as we're winding down and as school is starting back, I really, really, really want you all to take these things to heart so that you can have a great school year, so that your children can, you know, excel and you can be the best mom in the world. So again,